Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coming up on Tuesday night at the Rivers Casino, we will honor Larry's hometown heroes. It's an evening of love being stronger than hate.
That's a great way to put it. And we have asked Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers, based on that theme, to deliver our keynote, and it's even more poignant today after what happened just week ago in New Zealand and all of the issues that come with that, the grieving and the process. So love is stronger than hate, and Smokey Robinson will be our Lifetime Achievement Awardee, and we're also recognizing five extraordinary individuals from our hometown. And German Township Police Corporal John Lingo joins us. Good morning, Corporal.
Good morning, sir.
You know, at a time when we have a trial going on of a police officer, it's important to remember that our first responders are critical to keeping us safe, as you did in that incident in Masontown, what was it, just a few months ago, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you walk us through what you experienced that day?
Okay. You know, it's your typical court afternoon, like any other county has. And there was a few officers standing in the office area. A few officers went running out the door, out the side door outside. And it was kind of weird because I looked at one of the secretaries for Judge Shimshock. I said, they must be fighting outside. And she didn't know, and the next thing we know, we looked over, we seen the light turn off in the waiting room, and I thought that was kind of weird, and all of a sudden, people started screaming and hollering. I couldn't hear the shots.
You couldn't?
I could not inside that building. Again, I'm thinking they're fighting outside, and Officer Mitros from Masontown PD came up to me and said, hey, someone's shooting outside. I'm like, oh. So we entered the waiting room where the light was off. Eerie feeling that you don't want to really feel. I mean, as soon as I opened the door, people were just running into the office from the waiting room, screaming, they're shooting. And once we entered the waiting room, again, it's dark, so we can't really see anything. There's a door to the right, which leads to the hallway, and a door in front of us that leads into the courtroom. Well, Officer Mitros went to the courtroom. Lucky me, got to go to the hallway. As I entered the hallway, I could see a victim that got shot in the leg laying in front of the bathrooms in the hallway.
Yeah.
People are running still in the hallway. I don't know who, no one knows who the guy is, you know. Once I enter the hallway, again, looking down at the victim, I see a guy standing in front of the double doors and people running out the double doors. And I seen the gun raise up and Mr. Dowdell shot twice at Sergeant Miller from Masontown PD. That's the only way I knew who the guy was. You know, I tell a lot of people, I owe my life to Sergeant Miller because I don't know who the guy is. I may be walking by the guy looking for somebody. I don't know who, because no one knows. The only person who knows who the shooter was Sergeant Miller at that point in time.
And Sergeant Miller was shot in the hand by those shots, but you obviously knew who the shooter was, and you responded.
Yeah, once he pulled up and shot at Sergeant Miller, that's who I knew who the shooter was. And it was it kind of like, I think it, once you shot the two times, it froze me a little bit. And, of course, Mr. Dowdell, once he shot the two shots at Sergeant Miller, went to the left of the building inside the hallway. It goes to, like, the sewage plant or water plant for Masontown Borough. I just hugged the wall, and Mr. Dowdell turned around, and that's when I took down the suspect.
And that's where the danger ended for those in that crisis situation. And for you, going to the line of fire, doing your duty as a first responder, we recognize your bravery, and you do represent those first responders who in those crisis moments have done similar things like at Tree of Life. And so we honor you and thank you for your service and look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Yeah. I thank you for honoring me. Like I told you on the phone earlier, I don't consider myself a hero. You know, you want to talk about heroes. The judge locked criminals,
right?
Children, men, women, barricaded in his office. His secretaries barricaded in holding cells. Criminals, women, children, men. We tried to get in the door after the suspect was taken down. They wouldn't even open the door for us. They were that scared.
Well, you saved a lot of lives that day, Corporal. And again, thank you on behalf of all of those who were so deeply touched by this story. Corporal John Lingo from the German Township Police Department. And we'll see you Tuesday at our Hometown Heroes event at Rivers Casino. Thank you, sir.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.